أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس، ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا.
In verse number 275 of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences a different discussion after speaking of charity and explaining to us the conditions that must be found in order for charity to be accepted, speaking of the different forms of charity and speaking of the many benefits and virtues of spending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks of the harms of interest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the many dangers and disadvantages of engaging in interest, charging interest and paying interest. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ, those who devour الرِّبَى, those who devour, those who charge interest. لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسْءِ. They behave like the one who has been confounded, by the one who has been struck by an influence, a touch from the devil. What does this mean? This was يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسْءِ, was an expression that was commonly used in the pre-Islamic era for one who has been affected by a jinn. If you had to see a person who is affected by the jinn, or the jinn, he gains control over him, then he behaves like a madman. And this behavior that he shows is something that is quite weird and quite astounding. So Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, those who charge interest and they devoured interest and they ate the interest that was paid out to them, Allah says this is how they will behave on the day of Qiyamah. They will come out of their graves like people who have been confounded by a touch from Shaytan, who have been affected by the devil or by the evil jinn, in an intoxicated state. This is how they will come out of their graves. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا, that is because they claimed and they said, إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى, they said that bay is transacting and buying and selling. Bay مِثْلُ الرِّبَى, business is like interest. They said, we do not see a difference between the two. You gain 100 rand as profit, or you have charged 100 rand as interest. They both 100 rand notes. This is 100 rand note, that is 100 rand note. إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. They do not have iman. Iman is what allows you to see the difference between the two. So they said they both seem similar to us. It's like charging a profit. And that's what today many people do. They advance a loan. Somebody requires a loan for his business. So they advance a loan to that person and they say, look here, I'm giving you the loan, but in return, 10% of the profit that you have accrued in your business, I would like 10% of that profit. So they're calling him profit today. And they say, what's the difference? If I gave him the 100,000 as a shareholder, if I gave him the 100,000 as a shareholder, and I become a shareholder in the company, and I receive 10% of the profits that are accrued, what's the difference? 10% profit, then it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. We do not want to go into the technicalities. But they say, إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. It's the exact same thing. There I was getting 10%, and here I'm getting 10%. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعُ. Allah says they are not the same. أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعُ. This is the verse which declares the permissibility of business. Allah says business, Allah has declared it as halal. وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. But riba, Allah has declared it as haram, as unlawful. فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. So the one who is engaged in interest and who is engaged in charging interest, if an advice came to him from his Rabb, meaning the impermissibility of interest has now arrived to him, has come to him from his Rabb, فَانْتَهَى, and he now desists, he gives it up. He says, okay, now I know it is haram, it is impermissible, it's unlawful, because of this maw'idha. Maw'idha means an advice, an admonishment, came to him from his Rabb, fantaha, so he desists, he gives it up. فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفْ. Then for him is what has passed. What does it mean, for him is what has passed? He will not have to repay all those people whom he charged interest. He will not have to repay all those people whom he has charged interest in the past. فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفْ. وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. But his affair lies with Allah. It does not mean he does not have to pay them back what he charged them in the past. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take him to account. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hold him responsible for what he did in the past. وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. His affair rests entirely upon Allah. وَمَنْ عَادَ. And whoever, after receiving this admonishment from Allah, and who has been told that the riba is haram and interest is haram, man aada, he goes back into his interest dealings. And he continues with his interest-bearing transactions. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Allah says, then verily, those are the inmates of the fire of Jahannam. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Therein they shall abide. May Allah grant us understanding.